1-800-430-4040.
Welcome to this hour of America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney here at the helm. Terrible news heading into the weekend, both in the financial front, but certainly also in the war zone in Afghanistan. A Chinook helicopter is shot down, at least that's the belief, by the Taliban. That's not official because the information's still coming in. There's still an investigation, but it definitely is looking that way. And, in fact, the Taliban claimed responsibility for it. Some things about that crash, if you haven't heard, when the Chinook went down, it took with it lots of Americans, in fact, 30 in all, but a big group of the elite Navy SEALs. In fact, 22 of the 25 Special Ops Forces in the Chinook, 22 of those Navy SEALs were top drawer, the best. They were, in fact, part of the unit, that covert unit, that conducted the raid that killed Osama bin Laden back in May. Not the same men, but part of that unit. They died during a mission to help some other troops that were pinned down on the ground by Taliban snipers. And it was a fierce firefight, supposedly. What a huge, huge loss for America, certainly, for the specifically that very tight core group of elite Navy SEALs taking out practically most of the force, and certainly for the families. What a sacrifice for the families. At the end of the week, probably all back in coffins that are draped with the American flag. And this is the worst, bloodiest day in the 10 years of this war, in the 10 plus years. The worst day. Very, very sobering. A lot of reaction, including this from Bill Young, who talked about the chopper going down and what it means for those families and people who need help.
We want to try to serve them with the same honor and integrity that they serve us. Their dads are gone. There's kids that are being raised by themselves. There's single moms, or there's moms that their husband's gone. I mean, who cuts the grass for them? Who helps them?
Charles Strange talked about the loss of his son, as he was one of the guys that was a part of that group that was killed.
He loved doing his job, and he loved fighting for this country. I don't understand, you know, three times that I've in Afghanistan, once in Iraq, once in Africa, and the president says, this is almost over.
Mm. He makes a good point, doesn't he? How do you feel about that? And then Senator John Kerry talked about what happens when you have an attack like this one.
Nobody is surprised by these spectacular attacks. It is, in fact, very much in the pattern of what the Taliban have left, and partly because we have been successful.
All right, so he's saying, well, hey, that's what happens. Success brings death, can bring something like this on. And so the crash, which really was Saturday morning, it happened early. Saturday's NATO crash killed all of those troops. It is the deadliest, I'm going to say it again, the deadliest single incident for Americans in this one. You know, if you go through, and sadly, I have a notebook. I kept a notebook with all of the various times where we had losses in the war, just because I wanted to see for myself who was, you know, what was happening with the NATO troops. And there's no question, this is the worst. This is the worst tragedy, and I think they need to find those the guys that brought that down, and they need to string them up. I'm telling you, the U.S. embassy in Kabul said the helicopter went down certainly they're trying to assess the circumstances that resulted. So they're being very careful what they're saying because they don't want it officially released, and they're still getting that information. And even Admiral Mike Mullen, who's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that the information is still pouring in about the incident, and he doesn't want to jump to too many conclusions at this point, even if the Taliban is jumping up and down in glee to shout that they were the ones who did this. They don't want to officially release this at this point. So the president did a telephone briefing on Saturday morning, nothing more than that, and just said it was sobering stuff, for feeling for the families and whatnot. I can imagine later in the week, as I keep mentioning, there'll be a much bigger ceremony for this. But you think of the CH-47 Chinook, and you always, when you see shots of the military, the few times we've seen those, some of those glimpses of reporters who have been embedded, and you think that they've used that for four decades to haul lots of troops and quantities of stuff, equipment and whatever. I mean, how vulnerable is this helicopter to being shot down? How vulnerable is it? Sad day, no doubt. Ronnie in Utah, you have the first word. Hello.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Good. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was not too bad.
Good.
But first off, I'm going to try to correct. It's El Presidente Salama Balama. Now, the reason why we would call it, it's not Obama, but Salama Balama, is because it's a cross between salami and baloney. Baloney.
There you go.
But anyway, let me just bring up the first fact just to be serious, and I'll get back to this debt ceiling downgrade. That thing, as far as what happened to those fine people in that unit, those Navy SEALs, there's a lot more they're never going to release. Those people, somebody knew something far in advance that those people were going to
absolutely
doing that mission, that operation. So it just happened to just like putting a crossword puzzle together. So somebody tipped somebody off, but they're never going to tell you and I that. They're going to fill you with a bunch of crap that's totally unbelievable. Now, do I believe that the Navy SEALs really got Osama bin Laden out of Pakistan? No, I don't. I think that was just a staged event. And I also think that that guy was dead years ago because the disease he had to have kidney dialysis. And I don't think years ago that man, I think he died years ago. So I think my own opinion is it's just a staged event. And I'll get to the downgrading of the credit rating. Our own government knew that if they couldn't get targets in their federal budget under control, that Standard & Poor's are going to downgrade them. Just that simple. And here they are trying to blame them for what the problem was that our own Congress created. I mean, I don't know how stupid you can be. But one last point, and I'll get off the phone. Our Congress finally got off on vacation for 5 weeks, and finally they got to take their own Viagra pills, and for 5 weeks they're all going to have stiff necks. And I'll leave it at that.
Ronnie, the last shot was the best. I don't agree with you, though, on the bin Laden thing. I have to say that, absolutely not. On the S&P, absolutely. You can squarely lay it on the shoulders of Congress. In fact, we're going to talk about that next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Ronnie in Utah had to say moments ago here on America Tonight about we would never know the truth. We won't know all the pieces of what happened in that Chinook helicopter and what brought that down for sure. You know, I guarantee there'll be a lot of theories that will float around. Do I think it was the Taliban? Absolutely. Certainly. But I don't think we'll ever know specifically what it was. And he also said, as I believe, that somebody had the information. There was inside dope going on here. Maybe somebody on that helicopter, who knows. But somebody, and when I say that, somebody that wasn't one of the American troops, somebody had the information, tipped them off. They knew where they were going to be. They did. It wasn't just, oh, look at this, here come the Americans. We got perfect aim. We're in the middle of this firefight here. Boom, we're going to take them out. I don't believe that. That is what happened at all. So we'll see what bits and pieces actually come out of it. The sad thing is, and you can't change this, they were men who sacrificed for the country. They were men who were invested in wherever it was they were told to go. They were Navy SEALs, and they took out so much of that unit in this. Whew. Here's the digits you want to be a part of ATN. You can throw in your 2 cents at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Jeff wrote me an email where he said there's going to be a big market drop tomorrow, meaning Monday. Could be 1,000 points drop. Black Monday. I agree with Jeff, too. And the reason why is those dumbos on the Hill, what they did, it was so sorry, too late, and they screwed up. Years before, how many times did I say, why aren't they talking to the economists? We have some bright people in this country. Why aren't we figuring this out? Why are we going down this rabbit hole in the first place? So you have Senator John Kerry, who says that the U.S. credit ratings downgrade, he called it the Tea Party downgrade. That's what he said. He said it's the Tea Party's fault because they refused to allow tax increases. And the Republicans criticized Obama's lack of leadership in this, so he's blaming it on them. He said, you know what? Blame the Tea Party. They screwed the pooch on this. It's their fault because they had their little T-shirts that said, hold the line. Wow. You're kidding me. What does it mean, though, in the end? What does it mean for you and me? Because that's what we care about here in America tonight, right? How does it affect you in your backyard? If you just tuned into this show and you're saying, ugh, I'm sick of hearing about the debt ceiling. I'm sick of hearing about all that stuff. You can't be sick of this one. Because the problem is, now that this has happened with the S&P and the downgrade has happened, it's just more bad news. It's just another black eye. So the wise Buddha, wherever he goes now, the former Federal Reserve Chairman, Alan Greenspan, he leaves death and destruction in his wake, I'm sorry, when it comes to money. So naturally, he throws in on this and says, you know, the United States can pay any debt it has because we always print money to do that. So there's zero probability of default. He was on Meet the Press. And he went on to say a couple of other things and said basically the S&P thing did what that did was to hit a nerve that something's bad going on and it smashes the self-esteem of the United States, the psyche, basically. Thank you, Alan Greenspan. I mean, he's right. Certainly, they can always print the money because that's what they do. There's nothing backing it. I mean, it's just monopoly money, for lack of a better way to describe it. And the ratings agency just decided we're not following this path. They're saying there was a misrepresentation. There's a misrepresentation here. The math doesn't work. In his own words, here's Alan Greenspan talking about that nerve thing I just said and the market reaction.
Considering the momentum in which the market went down over the last week, it is very unlikely, if history is any guide, that this isn't going to take a while to bottom out. So the initial reaction, in my judgment, is going to be negative. What I think the S&P thing did was to hit a nerve that there's something basically bad going on, and it's hit the self-esteem of the United States, the psyche, and it's having a much profounder effect than I conceived could happen.
I'll tell you what, I wish that somebody would pay him just to stay home, because he doesn't help any. Sorry, Alan Greenspan, you made all your money, you're not helping anyone else. Here's the thing, it's just more negative news. Think of QE3. Now what? Again, the Fed announcing how much? $1 trillion. Over how long? 9 months. I don't know. Europe is in trouble. And now the situation with the U.S. And what ultimately happens to me as this goes on and on and we do things like print the monopoly money, how long is it before our money isn't the world currency, basically, is not the measure? And so instead it becomes the Chinese. It's not that far-fetched to think that. It's a question of time at this point as we continue to go down this path. I mean, they're strangling us at this point. Ugh. And Greenspan is not helping the situation. But it makes sense that Meet the Press, which is part of the whole Sunday Swirl thing, it makes sense that they would have Greenspan on. The decision to downgrade America's credit rating, the head of the S&P, because, of course, he was being bombarded afterwards. He's being chased around like Britney Spears by the paparazzi. Everybody wanted a comment. He said the Obama administration's analysis of the move was a complete misrepresentation. So he said, blame it there. It's a complete misrepresentation. That's how he characterized it. You know, the thing that's also interesting about this, you look at Italy, they're in massive trouble. They're selling bonds and the yield is some crazy number. It's unsustainable. So you think of Italy and how big that is, and they're not going to be bailed out. They can't be bailed out, right? So how many dominoes are falling? I mean, this is the S&P thing is a terrible move. It's a terrible move, but it's not necessarily a surprise, and they could do it again in November. I mean, we should write them a thank you card. Thanks for no thanks. Unfortunately, as I say in our own backyards, when you open your wallet in the future and say, what's in my wallet? You can remember these days. You can point to that. And then you have Tiny Tim Geithner, whose job is completely secure, which I don't get. He rips the head off of Standard & Poor's a couple of days after they downgrade the U.S. debt, saying that the move was based on a lack of knowledge about our finances. And he says that the debt crisis actually presents Congress with a chance to earn back confidence of investors. Are you kidding me? And then they want him to stay on. They want him to stay on, even though people are saying the guy should resign. He should resign. He should have resigned a long time ago. He should have never been the Secretary of the Treasury. He has his hands in everybody's pants on Wall Street. He should never have had that position. So the S&P in the minds of those at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, they're saying they showed really terrible judgment and they've handled themselves poorly. They drew the wrong conclusion from the budget agreement and they don't know what they're talking about when it comes to the math of it. They don't understand the math. So there is a lot of stone throwing happening. And then you have John Kerry. Do you blame the Tea Party for this, America? Do you say, well, I like the Tea Party, but it's their fault? John Kerry squarely, I'll say this again, he says the situation is a Tea Party downgrade. That's specifically what he said. That's what he said. He said, blame it on the Tea Party. I think Geithner needs to go because he did not handle this crisis, if you will, well at all. But I think he's bungled a few things. This is not the first mishit for Tim Geithner. Then he's so surprised. Oh, how could the S&P do this? They didn't understand. They didn't understand the numbers. They don't understand our budget. What budget? What budget is that, Tim? 800-259-5791.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt Program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt Special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For a nasty day on Wall Street on a Monday. Sorry for all of you who have money tied up, whatever you could manage to scrimp away in those 401ks, because depending on the basket of stocks, it really will be, I think it's really going to be a rough week, actually. And part of this is on the heels of the S&P and the downgrade and where we go from here. My name is Kate Delaney. If you've never heard the show, thanks for tuning in. You can throw in your 2 cents. It's an open highway here in the overnight hours. We love it. 800-259-5791. I was thinking about this because everybody keeps going back to, well, how do we get here in the first place? You know, basically, the way I feel is I am for limited government and definitely for free markets. Less government intervention, the better, the way I see it, because they keep bungling things up. Smaller federal government. I'm all about the Tom Jefferson days, right? And do I want to get slammed with taxes that are outrageous and don't match up with what you're taking in? And of course, the answer to that is no. And you think of, well, how did this get so far off the tracks? Well, lots of reasons why, including all the crazy money that's been spent in the last year for things that, do we really need $1 million for potato research in Idaho, Oregon, and Washington? I love my friends in all those states, by the way, which I do have friends there, and I think they would kind of tell me the same thing. How about the $100,000 that was used for the Myrtle Beach Conference Center in South Carolina? Or the $150,000, I know this is small, you know, small potatoes, get it? $150,000 for the Tarrytown Music Hall in Tarrytown, New York. I mean, I could go on and on for the amount of money that has been spent on things that, do we really need that? And then, of course, to me, the biggest thing is the government overlap. Why do we have so much government overlap? An audit would take care of at least some of it. Whether it's a drop in the bucket or not, it would have been something. And along the way, the idea and the cry should have been, we got to get back to black. We got to get into the black and stay out of the red. A little debt, I get it. A lot of debt, not good. A tremendous, outrageous, ginormous, that's a word, look it up, amount of debt, unacceptable. Because we're the government. It's the government of we the people. But somehow, we the people and the people running the government into the ground, I think there's a disconnect with who we're electing. Am I off base on this? I don't think so. John in Texas, thanks for the call. What's up?
How are you? Going off of what you said right there, there may be some out there who disagree, but looking at it from a corporate standpoint or from a small business even, which is a huge job creator in America, you only ever want to go into debt if you're going to get growth in the shorter term or the longer term. So the amount of debt that we've gotten us into, we better kill our GDP.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? That's the truth.
But what concerns me is that the people in the office now who are making decisions, who we've elected to look out for us, almost have this celebrity feel to the daytime media and the primetime media. You know, they're always on the screen. I fought in Fallujah in 2004 with the Marine Corps unit out there, and I did that partially because when I was 17 years old, I sat in my English class watching the Twin Towers fall, and I felt an obligation to my country and my grandparents who had served before me, and I wanted to defend my country from foreign enemies. And yet corporations who ripped off the people and have kicked them out of their homes all over the country were bailed out by our government, who is now, you know, they threaten us with shutting down, which means that they stop active duty and veterans payments for retired and wounded veterans, friends of mine,
right,
and for education for veterans. And these people really need to understand the real consequences of their actions and how this could affect them.
Absolutely. John, thank you for your service, and you're 100% right. I don't understand how they could take away from any of the veterans in any way after all the sacrifice they've made, and yet wanting constantly getting in front of the television cameras, you make a good point, and always, when how many times do you hear this? I don't care. Republican, Democrat, whoever, how many times you hear them praise what the military's done, but yet the military is always the first to get kicked in the teeth, it seems. And even with the funding that Leon Panetta is so concerned about because of the amount that he wants sliced out of the budget, but yet continuing to occupy Afghanistan and still have plenty of people on the ground in Iraq, part of that Pentagon budget that somehow they have to figure out how are they whittling that down. They're having a hard time reconciling that. And then, as he mentions, the fact that when they talked about the debt ceiling, one of the first threats that was leveled from the president was the Social Security, saying the Social Security checks wouldn't be there, and the military wouldn't get their checks. Of course, the Veterans Administration, as they should have, reacted swiftly to that and met with Obama. And boy, that didn't become part of the conversation as much days later. Of course, now supposedly that is completely out of bounds and would not happen no matter what the circumstances were. And as all of you know, before Congress took off, they vote pretty much to raise the debt ceiling. So now, you know, we're looking at the crazy amounts of $17 trillion, I guess, at this point. I mean, how many more trillions can we toss out there so that guys like John, who I gather John's still a rather young man, if you think of when the towers fell and as he described to us where he was. So, you know, what are we leveraging? Where are we headed? Where are we headed, America? That's the thing. There's a lot of disillusionment out there and dissatisfaction and people who feel as though they have sacrificed and they don't understand why at the end of the day are they getting squeezed out. How does that happen? 800-259-5791. That's the digits to be a part of America Tonight. Again, 800-259-5791. We're talking about a couple of different things, including what's going on with the S&P downgrade. What does that mean for the markets? How much of a tumble are we going to see? And, you know, I keep coming back to the same thing with Tim Geithner. Here you have the Secretary of the Treasury who didn't really get TurboTax, I guess, and owed tax money if we wanted to, you know, lob one at him. But he can't handle the job. I think that this shows by what's happened in this latest go-around and then the shock and anger over the downgrade, you know, what did they think was going to happen? What did the Democrats or the Republicans think was going to happen? We dug ourselves into a terrible hole. We have to dig ourselves out of this. We have to do it. And if we don't, at what point do we wake up and we're annihilated? We're beyond redeeming our way of life. I mean, what's the best thing about America? Why do people get on rafts and try to get out of Cuba and risk getting tossed back to Cuba, risk getting, and then the wrath, of course, of that government, risk the sharks and everything that they encounter trying to make the trip to just get to the beach in Florida? And why do we have those kind of people? And why do we have so many people standing in line to become American citizens? Because we still have a foothold on being the greatest country on the face of the earth. And a lot of people are jealous. A lot of people would love to live the American way of life. You have to think about China. You have to think about Cuba. You have to think about Venezuela. Hugo Chavez, who for some reason is embraced by movie stars, I don't get it. He earned the nickname The Butcher for a reason. He got that nickname for a reason. Trust me, they don't have real freedom in Venezuela. In Cuba, they certainly don't. They march to whatever tune the Castro brothers are singing. And in China, absolutely not. In China, they've got state-run media in the background, always humming in the background on the radio that they hear constantly pumping out whatever the messages are. And that's just a few of the countries. There's others that we could go through, a very, very long list. And I think that more people have to get involved. The more people get involved, the more people do write, call, whatever, their congresspeople, their senators, really the more reaction you get. And the reason is very simple. This is math we understand. Because people who are elected usually want to get reelected. And the people around them want their politician to be reelected again. They're playing for the future. So if enough people complain, if enough people are aware of their voting records or what's going on, trust me, things change. That's why you've seen some bills that have been killed. That's why you've seen sometimes when there's enough of an outcry, suddenly there's a switch. Certainly, with this particular president, we've seen that a lot. I think that's part of his Achilles heel, that many people who are liberal Democrats, it infuriates them. Because he'll play to his base, but then ultimately, if he gets pressed up too hard, then it's like they change directions. They go back and forth on so many of the hard issues. They don't draw a line in the sand, and that's why Tim Geithner was so upset. Because I think he figured once they had this happen, then there was no way there was going to be any kind of a downgrade. Hang with us.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
S&P downgrade America. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're swinging for the fences here. You can join us, 800-259-5791. There's a real blame game always going on, but certainly somebody should take the fall. I think it's Tim Geithner, but Tim Geithner for me should have been gone a long time ago, so I wouldn't even pin this on him. I pin it on him because he was so naive to think nothing was going to happen with the downgrade, there wasn't going to be a downgrade. But I don't think he should have been in that position in the first place because he was in too deep with the Wall Street fat cats, made a fortune there. You know, you can talk about liaisons, you can talk about knowing the ins and out of capitalism, but there could have been a much better choice, I think, for the position of Secretary of the Treasury than tiny Tim Geithner, who had the right friends in the right places. So you've got Senator John Kerry saying, hey, this is the Tea Party. I'm going to call it the Tea Party downgrade. It's their fault. They decided they were going to have this line in the sand, and they were going to have all this political infighting and outfighting and all-around fighting. So I'm blaming it on the Tea Party. What's already happened, the beauty of America Tonight, as we are live when so many others are doing the playback thing, is on this overnight highway, we can tell you that the Asian stock markets are plunging like nobody's business. And it's the same across the board in some other places as well. In Tel Aviv, their own stock market crashing. There's a lot of panic there. Here's what Senator John McCain had to say about the S&P and, you know, what's happened as a result, because there's been an outcry to blame it on the Republicans too, certainly. And then also Sessions, Senator Jeff Sessions, talking about as well the fact that somehow with this whole debt deal, why is everybody's head in the sand? Take a listen. Whoops, we'll get back to those. We'll let you hear McCain and we'll let you hear Sessions here in a few minutes, but both of them talking about, you know, who are you blaming because the Republicans have been, you know, now taking a backlash for it, saying it's their fault, just like Kerry saying, blame it on the Tea Party. But the bottom line is that we're seeing other markets crash. Our own market, I think, will just be a wreck on Monday. I can't imagine. In the meantime, you have gold that is just soaring. The dollar gets weaker, and gold futures, anyway, are just going to hit the ceiling. 2,000 by December isn't ridiculous. At this point, for December delivery, popped another 2.5%. It's 1,693.20 an ounce. That's now, and this is, I'm giving you Tokyo time, basically, in trading, because they're open for business. All right, so here's McCain and Sessions.
Don't shoot the messenger. Is there anybody that believes that S&P is wrong in their assessment of the situation, of the fiscal situation of this country?
You know, we're in denial. We're not understanding the threat. The president is going to have to look the American people in the eye and tell them we are on an unsustainable course.
All right, so unsustainable course, what does that mean for the average American, not somebody who's got that extra backing? I think we're in for some tough times depending on the business you're in. I think the corporations that, you know, there's all this call for closing up the corporate loopholes or tax loopholes. And the more that kind of stuff happens, the more you're going to see some of those jobs be whittled away. You look at some of the blue chip companies like Cisco that had their own little bloodletting of employees, like 10,000. And, you know, part of that you could blame on, well, where were they headed? What were they doing with the company? But they can't sustain. And they have plenty of things that are going on overseas. And the cheaper that these companies like the Michael Dells of the world can go to China and do it, they're just going to do it because they're going to make the money. And in the end, the people who are going to take it in the short, so to speak, that's the American people. That's you and me, baby. What do we do to get this thing back on course? I'll tell you what, the whole blaming thing, we are so over that. Because at this point, it doesn't matter. We're in this situation. We keep saying it over and over again. It doesn't matter. We're in this situation. So going back and not coming up with solutions and then having this all fall apart, it shouldn't be a surprise. And this, and the debt deal, there's certainly not much to that, because what ultimately is going to happen with this super committee? The super committee is not going to make any decision. They're going to, basically what's built in is what's going to happen. You've got Republicans on one side, Democrats on the other side. They're not going to, the Republicans are not going to want the taxes to go up, and the Democrats are not going to want more spending to be cut. Nothing is going to be different. There, and this is the thing. The debt ceiling, raising the debt ceiling is ridiculous in one sense, because it doesn't do anything at all to reduce what we're spending now. Our spending levels have not been reduced. What's been reduced? Nothing. That's the answer. It's very discouraging. So, in a way, we've been, not in a way, we've been defrauded. They have to get the budget under control. It has to happen. Because what they voted on was, this wasn't the answer anyway. And the idea of the super committee, I can't imagine that that's going to amount to a hill of beans either. And you look at the spending levels. How far back would we have to go to balance anything? How far back will we have to go? And the answer is a long way. We'd have to go back 6-7 years, honestly. And the unemployment rates, what's the difference? 9.2, 9.1. It's people are underemployed. And people are unemployed. Or they're trying to string, we've said this before, at least two jobs together just to make enough to make ends meet. So then you have these people, these talking heads, who say, like, no offense to Susie Orman or anyone else there talking about what you need to do is, well, you know, how are you coming up with, how are people saving 10 months of salary when they can't even pay their bills? And it's not because they were all irresponsible with credit cards. Yeah, it's bleak. I don't want this whole show to be negative either, by the way, because I don't want to constantly turn it into this battle of ooh, it's just all doom and gloom. You know, I always pinch myself that I'm an American. I've been to other countries. I've seen what life is like in other countries. I lived in another country that was a great country, but it wasn't my country. And that's why I think that so many of us get into these moments where we have to vent because we can't believe what we're seeing. The S&P downgrade, the crashing of other markets because of what's happening with the United States, the fact that a guy like Tim Geithner gets to just hang around and people are starting to call for his head and the president backs him up. But, you know, what has Tim Geithner done that has turned out to be such a great deal in the case of our monetary system, where we're headed? He's had a couple of years in this gig and it's not working out. This is too big of a job. He needs to be cut, period. That's it. End of story. I don't want to leave on a high note because I said I didn't want everything to be negative so quickly. I'm all about records and when people try to do amazing things. There's a veteran long distance swimmer, Diana Nyad, who's going to is trying to do an incredible thing. She jumped into the Florida Straits on Sunday. She's trying to set a world record swim from Cuba to Florida. She's 61 years old. She tried to do this 103 miles in 1978 when she was 28. She failed because they had 8-foot waves. It was crazy, and she couldn't have been able to do it. So she's scheduled to leave from Havana on Sunday night, when the sea is smooth and windless. She's hoping to get into Key West in about 60 hours. I hope she does it. Wouldn't that be amazing? Couldn't do it at 28, but she could do it maybe at 61. Godspeed.
Yeah, baby!